So Valley, we said, in the Pacific trial, pneumonitis occurred in both treatment arms with similar rates of grade 3 events. Most events were grade 1, 2. The audience in general says yes. You agree?
Yes, 60% of the audience says they agree, and that's correct.
Okay. And then the next point is this issue, Valley. Of patients who got pneumonitis, the time to onset was similar. In the durvalumab and placebo group, audience says yes.
So I think the majority voted yes, and that's consistent with the data.
Third question about pneumonitis, there's no difference in durvalumab treatment exposure, presence or absence of pneumonitis. Seems like the same 50-some percent.
Yes.
Am I correct in saying that pretty much every patient who gets chemo radiation therapy for locally advanced lung cancer has radiation changes in the lung fields?
That would be a fair statement.
Dave, you can pick up on the second part of this. Then how do you say that somebody has grade 1? Not everybody had grade 1, so you try to differentiate whether imaging-wise it looks like immune or beyond the radiation field? Or
well, I think what we're all looking for are symptoms. Before you begin durvalumab, kind of regardless of what the scan looks like, are patients symptomatic? That's what I use to make a decision. Are we going to start now? Are we going to start later? Or are we going to ever start? You know, we've all, in stage 4 disease, we've dealt with this. Stage 3, you know you get radiation changes in the lungs, and it can be hard to distinguish later what's related to durvalumab, what's not. So
I was just thinking, actually, Nair, from the point of view of the trial and the reporting, when you report grade 1, like, what's it based on?
It's purely radiologic.
So they'd say it looks like immune-related as opposed to radiation-related? I mean,
I'm not sure how they reported it. I mean, clinically,
it just got scored. It wasn't the investigator's responsibility to say treatment-related or not. You just had to score
whether
they had pneumonitis. It was lumped together.
It's radiologic.
Actually, pneumonitis and radiation pneumonitis is one category in the adverse event.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah.
The key point here is that any grade pneumonitis and radiation pneumonitis was seen in 33% on the durvalumab arm and 24.8% on placebo. There is no significant difference. What's most important, what we worry about, is grade 3 and 4 events, and those were pretty much the same, 3.6 and 3% in the two arms. Outcome of death was 1.1 versus 2.1 and leading to discontinuation, 6 versus 4.3. So pretty much similar between the two arms.